That's what Abbas says. That's the top, towards the top, six lines down. So it says, Mayim Keiloshev Behenes Akiler. Water which is sufficient to dissolve in the keeler, which is then put into the yacht. Amr Abaye, Abaye says he has a question. So the question takes a little bit of time to present the question. Mithli, let's think. Let's see. Kol milsa de shchicha v'loy shchicha. If we have two usages for an item, one which is common and one which is uncommon. So also rabbanan baser de shchicha l'kula. The Chachamim will define the shear of Hitzor based on the more common one, which is, even though that's going to be the Kula, so if, let's say there's a uncommon usage, which is uses a very small amount of the item, and the common usage is a larger usage of the item, the Chachamim will define the shear based on the common usage. Even though that amount is a greater amount, that they're going to say he's potter from a korban if he takes out the smaller amount, because the common usage is for the larger amount. Okay, but let's say shchicha v'shchicha, both usages are common usages. Then also rabbanan baser the shchicha l'chumra. Then they would go after the common usage, which is the more machmer. So, for example, yayin shtiyos shchicha, drinking wine is the more common usage. Refuah so lo shchicha, using it for refuah, for example, it was not unheard of. Instead of dissolving the keeler in water, you would dissolve the keeler in wine. That was possible, but it wasn't common, and therefore. Also, Rabbanan Basar Shtiyasa, Dishchicha Lakula. See, the shear for Shtiya is a quarter of a revius. The shear which you would use, Lashapan as a Kila, would be smaller than that. But they're going to follow the shear of drinking because that's the common usage, what you would use wine for, as opposed to using it for refuah. Let's say, Aicholov, Achiloso ishchicho, refuoso is lo shchicho. So there, Azor Abonon Basar Achiloso Lakula. There, you would go, if you have two usages for the cholov, the shear of achila, which is kdegimiyo, and the shear of refua lashaben as achila, the chachamim will go lakula. Right. Devash achila sheshchicha refua sheshchicha by devash. Achila is common, and using it to put on the kosis is common. So then we say, well, the amount of achila would be larger than the amount of using for refuah. But since both are common usages, we're going to say the shear for itzah is the shear of the smaller amount, luchumra. So that all makes sense to me, Abaye says. What's my question? Now, Rashi is going to point out definition of common doesn't mean they both have to be equal usages. Even though achila might be happen more often, but common is in the sense of if I think of using for refuah, this is the item I'm going to use. So when it comes to putting on the kosis, there's no other item you can use to put on the kosis other than the rash. So this was considered a normal usage for the rash. So it's going to be machmer. Where it comes to be lasha ben as a keeler, if you have water available, it's better to use water for keeler than to spend money on your yayin or your cholov or something of that other sort. So I'm not going to, it's not a normal usage. I mean, it was something which was, it wasn't abnormal, it wasn't strange if you did it, it was a correct usage. But normally what would happen is you would not choose that item for that purpose. So That being so, it's not going to be something which is going to define its shear. Whereas by the Darash, even if you tell me that the Echila happens 85% of the time, and the Shua happens 15% of the time, but this is considered a normal usage for it, so that's going to be its shear for Echila. Elamayim, k'dei michtish, di also ishchicha, refuasa lo ishchicha. My time also rabbanan basa refuasa lo chumra. We say, k'dei lo shabaz lekila, since there is still other usages, things which you could use to, for a sheep as kila, you could use yain, you could use cholov. So why are we going to define it based on drinking and not based on refuah, not on drinking? So Amar Baya, but Galil Shanu, in Galil, which they were, Rashi says they were poor, and they would even a little amount they'd be makbed on, so they wouldn't use wine and cholov for keeler because that's waste good wine and cholov because you have water available. So the only normal thing to use for shifas keeler was water. So now that becomes the normal usage again, even though the ratio of drinking might be greater than that, but then you go to chumrah. This is a normal usage, and therefore that's a sheer hitzah. Rabbi Omar Afilu Tema B'Shar Mekamis. Even in other places also, the person would prefer to use water over the other items. Kiddush Shmuel. Darma Shmuel, Kol Shakyoni is Masu. All liquids, if you put it in the keeler and you put it in the eye, it heals. Umatali, and it leaves like a crust, a layer on top, like a tefillah, like a canopy. So it leaves something behind. Varmimaya, with exclusion of water, the muscle, it heals. Well, let me tell you, it doesn't leave this this layer on top. So if people don't like the layer on top, so therefore they're going to always choose. So the water, you can't say that, well, there's three different options of using for kilor, so water, it can't be called the normal usage because there are other normal things to use it for. The answer is the normal usage because other ones leave behind a residue. See Rashi.
So this idea of what's like shchia is varies by location and presumably time.
I assume so. Yeah. Mechti Rashi, third line. Any shir Shabbos, who royal is the worm? It's an item which can be used for two items. One is normal, one is not normal. Also, they would define it based on the one which is shchicha. Filu he kula, even if that's considered being meiko, shishira gadol, it's a larger amount. Still, I'm reading. We say stamei laha of it. It's stomach. Its natural state is for this purpose. We don't say, well, it's could also be chayiv in a smaller amount because it can be used for other things. It's not so common. We will not say that. We will say you look at the larger amount, and that's what's chayiv. Shchicha v'shchicha. Both are shchicha. Asina l'chumra, then amshirina b'shura zuta. Then we would define it by the smaller amount l'chumra. Refuasa l'shchicha. Again, losha by a kilo. Wine, we're not going to use. It's not losha to use for refuah was not shchicha. Vavagav the chazir lo, even though it is usable for that. People do, like I said before, people do use cholavisha. Some use water. Even with chazal, but still we don't do that because some people use cholavisha, some people use water, and not wine. And they're careful with the wine, which is more expensive. Therefore, we define it based on drinking, which the shear is a quarter of a reviz. Balagav de la Kula, that's a Kula. Sheeshkan Shir Gadol, that's larger than the amount of Shifas Kilar. Okay. Chem Cholav Nami, milk. Chazil Achilar. Lashav Kilar. It could be used for Yehud Kadegamiya or for Shifas Kilar. Miu Loy Shicha, that is not so common. Sharei Afamayim Ruyam Lekach. Because you can use water instead. People use, some people do with water. They look at achila, but shiuroi is b'tegemia, avagav de kulahu. Even though b'tegemia is a kula compared to shifas kilur, but since shifas kilur was could be done with water, that was he's not going to be chayv with that. The vash refuasa namishicha, she'ein mashka achar roi lekosis. There's no other liquid to use for kosis. So even though, again, in the amount of times it's used, it might be used for achila more than that, but both are normal usages, so therefore you go l'chumr. Halvatavai or shchichon. L'chumr b'inan l'yishir. We have to go with the more machmashir. But by water, the more bias I don't understand, refuasa l'shchichon, shorei sharmashkim, riyam l'kachi, you can use other liquids for it. V'yesh shafim l'kidur b'sharmashkim, some people use it for other things. Vishdiyasa ishchicha, shroiv shdiyas mayim, haim, roiv of the drinking of people have is water. Shainodam shesa yayin lechol tzma'ov, king lesudase. Person does it, whenever you're thirsty, you don't drink wine. When you have a meal, you drink wine. But during the regular day, you would drink water. So, that is the normal usage for water. So, by answer, begli l'shanu. Shehenaniyim, they are poor. Makpidim, but davermut, they're careful even with the minimal amount. Mechosim alayayin, therefore they are going to conserve and be careful with their wine, mecholav and milk. Loshuv kilav, not they would be careful not to be used for shivas kilav. In shafel lebemayim, they would only dissolve the kilav in water. Yochav refuasa nami shchicha. Therefore, when it comes to water, refuah now is the normal usage. Obina and the maze of the chumash, you have to go to the chumash. Shmuel said, Rabbi says, based on Shmuel, kol shakyoni, kol mashkim, shashafim, and keeler, anytime you dissolve a liquid in keeler, masu acholi, it heals the illness, umatali, and leaves a residue, umasachim ala eye, leaves over a layer on the eye, umayim, marisoi, ashikhle, marisoi lagamri, and it'll affect the person's vision a little bit, until that item is removed totally. Neshein oven, because they're thick, many glottem, kamin devik, shakolin gluzir, and it'll leave devik literally is a glue, it'll leave like a layer, a gluzir, like there was something which is glazed. Bar mimaya, with exclusion of water, that difi mikulu, it's better than other things, the mosu, it heals. Well, lematali, it does not leave a layer. Shein yivloyim miyad, either they get absorbed, or it evaporates. And does not leave a layer on the eye. Okay. Shar kol maskim revias with the Gemara. Then we quote from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says all other liquids are with the revias. Tan rabbanan. Dam.
Why are all the other maskim assumed to be revias?
The simple understanding is that it's the other way around. The normal usage of a mashke is for drinking, and the shear for that is revius. And with the exception of the ones that Mishnah listed, which they have a common smaller usage, therefore you drop them down to the smaller amount.
So when we say mashke, you're referring to drinkable.
Well, it's interesting. Dam wasn't drinkable for a person, but it was something which they could use to give to drink to an animal, etc. Dam b'chol mini mashkim is revius. If Shimon ben Elozar or dam k'le lochol ba'ayin achas, it was used k'le lochol ba'ayin in one eye. Shekein kerklim lebarkas. This illness called barakis, they would use dam to put in. Amai ninu. What type of dam would they use? Dam of the tana girl is spirua. The dam of a wild chicken. Which I'm not sure tana girl was it. Was it means a wild chicken, or there was a type of a species called tana girl is spirua? Like a turkey or something like that. I don't know. Shemilil Amr Dam. Shemilil says Dam Kelochel Boy Ayan Achas. Also the same idea that Shemilil Amr says, but Shekain Cherklin the Yarid. They would use it for the illness of Yarid. Okay. Omai Niyu. What dam would you use for Yarid? Dama de Krushtina. You would use the dam of Krishtina, which Rashi says is an Atalef. Atalef usually translated as a bat. V'simonech. But we'll see my problem with it in a second. Is goy le goy, bro le bro. These two illnesses, the illness of Barakis is something which Rashi says that it would stick out on the eye, and therefore you would, that's broad on the outside, and therefore it was you would use the Tana Gadol's Barua. That was why you remember that it was for that thing, whereas Yarid was an illness which was in the was within the eye, was inside the eye, and you would use this Trishtina blood, which is something which is found, Rashi says, b'teicha yishuv. So if Atalef is bats, I don't usually picture bats not being teicha yishuv. So that's why usually it's how it's translated. A fleeter moiz, to say in Yiddish. B'medem or morim b'moiz. The shiurim over here is the person who just takes it out, stop. Abu matznia, kol shehu. But if a person puts it away, so whatever amount you put away, that's the shil you'll be chayv. And afterwards, somebody you take it out, you'll be chayv. Meshimin Oimer. Meshimin be consistent with his opinion that the shir is normally revius unless you're matzniya. But medam ormer be matzniya. Avamaitzi, a person that just takes it out stam without doing an act of hatsnoa beforehand in a chayv ala berivius. So. He says the stam shear is always a revius, and even matzniya is only chayv if he has a minimal amount. Not clear this line of the Gemara. The Chumrim Moida by Ketz and Motzi Shevchen that the Shear is a Revius. Now it's not really that they're being Moida. Is that there's, you know, to be Moida they would have to say that even if you be Matzniya, you can't be Chayiv in the smaller Shear. Which. Why is that so? Why all of a sudden over there do they say that it's shevchem or shevchem and not so choshev? So even if you're matzniya, it's not going to be, it's potel daitoy and you're not chayiv. From everybody else, we say matzniya is chayiv. You know, where did that come from? Okay, let's see Rashi. Shekei kerechu the parkis. My love was, I think that's going to be your. French word, shebolet is by which sticks out in the eye. My nino meza dam kerchlin. So what dam they use to be do to heal that? Tana galus bura. The yared is tavlu. Tavlu actually is a good word from the Gemara. Just like something mixed into the eye, right? Except the isi. What does it mean? Lecharor. It has the gears of lecharor. That is what. Behin tipas daka shaloyven handolus ba'ayin. It's these white spots which develop in the eye. Kizan b'becheres gabi mumin. That you find over there in becheres by mumin, that's sitting a mumin in the eye if it has these white spots. What? Choror?
No, I'm sorry.
Tevalul. Right, Tevalul is in the Chumash. Rashi's Tevalul is, if I recall correctly, a little white line which goes through the iris. It extends from the white of the eye into the iris. Dom the Christina Atalev Shikaran Talfa. So that's what's your symptom, remember that? Goy is Christina Motzi Besecha Yishu Shilayarad Shu Shakay Besecha Ayin. So Christina, which is this bird which is common in the Yishuv, was used for Yarad, which was something which was would sink into the eye. Antanas Brua was used for the Brua, the Dhamma, the Tanagarlis Brua, the Barkish Hebrew, that is which something which sticks out in the eye. The Medavarm word of the Bin and Shiura, the Bimachi Rabbi. When is a person Chayavis when he's Moitzi? Of Mahamat Sniya, he puts away a smaller amount, and then Bahut Siyoi, and he takes it out. Chayav Mikalshu, he's Chayavin any amount. Become a Poruch, Otomat Sniya, Lav Moitzihu. The language of the Brice is funny. It says, Yechayiv on Moitzi, not on this, but Matzniya Yechayiv on this. The point is, Matzniya is a Moitzi. Rishim and Amr read them, Murm de Mechayiv, Bishira Zutaki. When you Yechayiv on this small amount, it's only Vimatzniya, Bishira Zeh, Vachazir Ritzia. First you Matzniya, then you Moitzi. Alba Moitzi Adam Shlohitzniya, a person takes it out without first having stored it, Moitzioi. We take out that amount. Ain't a chayv al b'reviyas. Only chayv if he has reviyas. The Matzi Shreif Chum Adam Shaloi Hitznian. Ain't a chayv al b'reviyas. By Shreif Chum the shears are reviyas. The Batzim Yachilu Chazu Kilakamon. It's only less than reviyas. It's not usable. And reviyas is usable. Kilakamon the gabal tit. You could use it in tit.
Okay. Over bar.
The Medavar Memorim the Matzi. Amatzniya kol shehu. If you might see the shear is whatever the shear. Matzniya the shear is kol shehu. Alto matzniya lav moitzihu. Isn't the case of matzniya a case of moitzi? So what is this? The language of the Brice is funny. It says, if you're moitzi, you're chayv with this. If you're matzniya, you're chayv with that. I mean, that's not the two contrasts. If you're not matzniya, then you're moitzi yichayv with this. If you are matzniya, you're moitzi yichayv with that. But it's not moitzi versus matzniya. So Amar Abaya, Hachav Mayaskinan, the Talmud, Shemalai Rabbi, Leich, Pani Li Hamokim, the Suda. So Rashi says over here, Talmud doesn't necessarily mean the Rebbe. Talmud means like an apprentice. So his master said to him, go and prepare a place for me to eat. Halachu pana lo dabar chashev. So, which I think it means, pana means prepare the meal. So he put down the items for the person to use. So something which is people consider normally significant, if he would carry this out, he'd be chayiv. People do not consider that significant. If the master had set this aside for usage, and now the Talmud says, oh, you want to eat over there, and he schleps the stuff from here to there, based on what the Rebbe had been matzniya, so, so we're going to hear, we have a case, even like there's going to be an exception to that concept, that if the master set aside, you know, he prepared his lunch, and he said, brought with him, or he prepared his items, and he brought with him a minimal amount of some of these items, and he said, go prepare the meal for me, so the Talmud schleps these items from point A to point B, and he's moitzi them. So the Talmud will be mitzi, will be chayev on the share of the hotzah of that which the Rebbe was matzniyah. The master was matzniyah. So, because he's responsible to take care of those items, and the master to find how what level of the item is valuable to him, that's enough for the Talmud to be chayev. So, you have a case where the matzniyah is not the moitzi. So that's why the Braisa used that language. You have a case where the matzniyah is not the moitzi, and still he'll be chayv. Zakrashi. Third wide line. Otamatiyah lav moitzihu. So, what's the language over here? The person is matzniyah, he's not moitzi, but he's chayv. First is only chai by then taking it out. Shulei Nagar is a carpenter. Shulei Nagar is an apprentice of the Nagar. So Amar Rabbi Leichu Pani Li Hamokim. So the master says to his apprentice, "Go and prepare the place for me," and he takes the items there. Even though the master not put this aside for usage, he slaps over X for his master to eat. If something which is a normal significant amount, he'd be chayv. He's only chayv if you're matzniyah. So that's how you read the brayson. When they said to be in shura, the chashiv. When you need the significant shear, b'moitzi klamer b'dover shein l'cha leilich boy alarcha hitzoser shall say, the only way you can read mechayev is because it's for the act of hitzor. Shemachshava tzliyah b'zeh shahitzi. The one who took it out is the one who's going to define its value, and he wasn't matzniyah. He was just moitzi. Alav b'matzniyah. What's that case? B'dover sheyesh. That there is a matzniyah also independent of the moitzi, and there's an opportunity of defining a base in the matzniyah, you would go after the matzniyah. Going, what's that? Matzniyah, you got a matzniyah kol shu. So if Pliny puts away a minimal amount, chayiv zeh hamotziyah, so the moitzi will be chayiv for that which is the act of itzor, for the act of atznoa of the rabbi. So Rashi says, we had before, the only chayiv, the matzniyah is the only one who's chayiv of his matziyot. So Rashi says, we don't say that the Talmud is chayiv with the machshava of the master, which is the way you read a kipshuta according to this, because that's not true. And therefore, we're forced to say, Rishim ben Elazar, Amra, this is all a continuation of Rishim ben Elazar's statement. Even though and I think the way you read it is Tarabon Dam Khamin Maskim Ravi. Shimbin Loza Armor Dam Kalochobayan Achas, Shekarla Barkis, Shimil says Dam Kalochoboy Ayan Achas Kekarla, you're right. And the more interrupts and explains what those things are. Then the Brisa continues. So it's coming off immediately after Rishim ben Gamliel, but Rishim ben Elazar said something. Rishim ben Gamliel disagreed with that point. Rishim ben Elazar had the floor in a certain sense. And now he continues, says, we had the moon and might have a matzniyah kol shehu. Rishim ben Elazar amr ba'ozal tamei, he's going according to what he said earlier, the amr pirkei d'liyeo, the b'davar shei matzniyah kamayu, v'hoch shel zeh v'hitzniyoi, so the machshava of one person can be machai somebody else for hutzah. But who then the motzi lukma be matzniyah gufe? You also could have touched the brayse in the following way. Well, the memor hachi said in the following: the meder mor be motzi should be davar shal hutzna vein lecha lelech by elo acher hutzah shal zeh. There's no act of hutznah beforehand. So you can only be chayiv for the act of hutzah. Dover zamitkilo. Because of Tzio is chayv. If there's an act of Hatznoah, you're chayv with the act of Hatznoah to define the Maaseh Tzoi afterwards. Ela Mishum, the Shmina Leidomer in the skies of Machshava Shoseh, since we know the Shemilot Ben Lozer Shita is that Ekvi Chayv with the Machshava of B. Since that it, we know that Shimon Lozer says that, therefore Ukma Baya Filu Ba'acher Shohitziyoi, even if somebody else will take it out. Koshkin Mitziyo, who asked me, and obviously if he himself will take it out. Tesha disagrees with Rashi. In other words, it's not going like Shimon Ben Lozer. In the case of a Talmud, the Talmud is chayav with the act of das of the master, because he does it based on the das of the master. So the Talmud, even though normally only the matzniyah is chayav and not anybody else, the Talmud to the master would be an exception. That's the Tosfos learns the Gemara, not like Rashi. Amar Mar. Moedim lechomer b'shimin b'moitzi shayvkan l'shesarabim shishurim b'reviyis. Shayvkan l'maychaza. What do you use shayvkan for? Omer Rebbe Yirmiya, the gabel behenes a tit. They're using a tit.
And the shear for that is reviyis.
Ben Markasha Batanya. We have a brisa later on which says that the shear for tit to be chayiv, the person will take out tit, kelasis ben pikur, is the amount used to make a pikur. I'll say that in a second. But the question of the Gemara is that amount is, you do not need a revius's worth of water to make that amount of tit. That amount of tit is so small that you could even, if you're telling you're chayiv for making tit, and you chayv on tit if you take out the amount of tit which would need a half a revius, let's say. So why are you telling me the shear to make tit is a revius if you're chayv on tit in less than in a smaller amount? What is pikur? So in the process of smelting, they would seal the opening of the item which is being smelted. They put inside of a kur. Kur was this container which was used for the smelting process. They would leave a small hole to put the bellows in, and they would use the bellows to blow in. Part of the process of smelting at the time, they used use the air to move the impurities off to the side. In other words, it would melt, and the impurities would rise to the top, and move it off to the side, and then it would be able to, they'd be able to strain it out, etc. So they would, that's as much as I can picture the what it looks like. So the seal of that amount did not require a revius's worth of water. So more answers, lo kasha, ha de migbul, ha de lo migbul. Fishen odom terech, legabal tit, lasas pikur. Once you have tit, which is made already, you've mixed your dirt, clay with water, whatever it is, the amount you're chayav for is even for this minimal amount. But to go and go through the tircha of mixing up the tit just for that amount, you wouldn't do. So if I'm discussing how much water you're chayav with, you're never going to be using the smaller amount of water to make tit. You're not going to do that. You see Rashi? Pikur nekev shet noisen boya hamapuach was the hole which you put in the bellows. It was called the pikur. So I'm not sure, maybe it was a side opening. I'm not sure if it was the top opening, a side opening. Mishira zutahu was a small amount. Revius chazal gabal tuba. Revius, you can make much more tit. The kibbutz hitzos tit chashiva b'ktei pikur. If you tell me tit, you're already chayiv on the pikur. Being a namely shir, we should evaluate the shoivchim, which make the tit, also behanach the avi letit bichdei gibul pikur. You should evaluate or estimate the shear for chiyuv of a saw of a liquid to make tit based on the amount of tit, which would be chai, which is considered kosher. See, and our answer is no. The migvul kavar, if it's mixed up already, kosher bichdei pikur. So that's already taken up pikur is significant. Avazesh adayin lo nigvul, he didn't make tit yet. Einon nishur bekach, you don't evaluate the amount of water you need to make a pikur. Fish ain't odom terech legabul shir muad kisa, doesn't make mix up that minimal amount. If he bought legabul megabul yoyser, he would make more. He would have it available for other things also. But to go just to make that little amount is not worth it. You might as well make a little more and then use it for other things also. So the Mishnah, Motzi Chevel, person takes out a rope, Kedelasis, Oizen Lukupa, you can use it to make a, like a handle for a basket. Gemi, which is also this pliable type of an item, which grow, some type of a pliable, it grows out of the ground, but it's you know, fairly pliable, similar to Chevel. Kedelasis Tzloi, Lenapa of the kiver, you would use it to make like a loop to hang your sieves and sifters. Rivira merkadei litzel mimenu midas mino lakata. The amount that you would want to measure. Instead of taking the kid to the shoemaker, you would cut a piece of gami the size of the kid's foot. You come to the shoemaker and say, "Here, I need this big of a shoe." Your paper. Kelitha below Kesher Muchsin. The amount which you would write what's called Kesher Muchsin. So a Muchis is the tax collectors. So sometimes, one of the examples where they would collect taxes was the right to use the river. You come onto the river and, you know, place X, you know, that. And they would charge you your toll for the river. There was a toll booth at one end and a toll booth at the other end. So a guy got in the middle, how do you know that he paid? So they would charge him at the bottom. So if he would have a note from the receipt from the guy on the top, he wouldn't have to pay twice. So it was referred to as Kesher Muchsin, and they would tie it up. The person shouldn't lose it. So that was called Kesher Muchsin. So the New York, it was a two-letter, you know, they would have their marks, I guess, you know, probably would change it on a daily basis, whatever it was. And it was a combination of two letters, two large letters. Larger than the average writing. So New York was used for that type of writing. So the smallest thing you would do with it is write this Kesher Muchsin. But much a Kesher Muchsin is chayiv, and a person would take out a Kesher Muchsin is also chayiv. Has a chashivas to it. Niyar mochu, paper which has been erased. You couldn't write on it a second time. It didn't work well. Alternatively, they didn't trust you anymore because once it's been erased, you see it was erased, you don't know what was written there. Maybe it was the receipt from 5 days ago. Right? So then you couldn't use it for that purpose. Kelachrach al tzluchis ketana. You could use it as a bottle, as a cover for a little flask of plaitin. Plaitin, what we had before, was this type of a sweet-smelling, nice-smelling oil. Or as kelasis kameya, you take hide, which you make a kameya, you love to make a little kameya inside and wrap around with ore. Klav, we have parchment. Kelitu b'lav parshak tana shabatvilin shishma yisrael. Klav, you would not use for anything other than for teshmishay kedusha because it was very kosher, expensive, etc. So you wouldn't use it for kesher muchsin. So the shear of chashivas is that the smallest amount you would cut would be the amount to write the parsha of shema to put in the shalyad. Parsha of Shema, which is the smallest parsha. The Yoy, Kelita bez osius. The shear for chiyuv of diyor was two osius. Kachol kilocha ayin achas. Kachol was some type of a mascara. You'd put on one eye, and the Mora says, why one eye? That wasn't normal to do. So the Mora is going to say that there was, you had the, some places the women would walk, like the only one eye open. So they'd only would do kachol, like some of the Arab ladies, they, you know, cover their, and they'd only have one eye visible, and they would be able to, they would only decorate one eye.
Taliban or whoever was so make-ill that they allowed, you know, the woman to have both eyes.
Yes. You didn't realize. Davik. So, glu. Kselitin b'roish ha-shaf-shaf. The Morse explained it was a type of a trap which you use to catch birds. You put have like a board and you put glue at the end and the bird would land to catch the seeds, etc. Whatever you put there and get stuck in the glue. Zephyrs b'gofris. So your pitch and your gophers, which is sulfur. I'm not sure what type of sulfur. I'm not sure it was pure sulfur or it was some type of compound. Kelasus nekev, to make a hole. Rashi explains it's going to be also this in the process of you'd make like I'm not sure what they use mercury for before thermometers. Maybe they use it for thermometers then. But you would put Kesel Chai is mercury. There's silver in it, but it's a lot. It moves around. And you would be soysim the block the end with Zephyrs and Gophers. I'm not sure why Zephyrs and Gophers was the right thing to use for mercury, but that's what they used to do. Then after you would seal, make the opening, you put it in, then you make a little pinhole inside, and that's how you put the mercury. It has to be large enough that you can make a hole in the middle and it still holds. You make it too small, you make a hole, the whole thing collapses. It has to be large enough to be able to make a hole in the middle. Shaiva kelitin al pi nekev katan, then you would seal that with shaiva. So the shaiva is going to be the shear for chiyuv for the to fill up that hole.
Charsis kelasis pi kur shal tzarfe zav.
So charsis was your ground up bricks. Rashi says, you know, it was made out of an earthenware. And then you can mix it up again and it would be able to function like clay, a little like clay. So you would use that to fill up the pikur, similar to the case of the tit. Pitput, the mouth of Karsis would be to use to make a pitput. So pitput is like a tripod. But the tripod wasn't necessarily, we picture a tripod, you picture a piece of thing of metal with three legs, etc. Tripod could be, if you have your kur, and you can make little feet in three places, it'll hold it up. It'll hold it up off the, and you have put the fire under it. So it doesn't have to be attached to each other necessarily. See, one of those feet is called a pitput. So you could make a pitput out of the karsis, that was enough shear to be chai. Subin, Kelitin al-Pikur shall serve a Zahov. Rashi says that they would use it, they would basically would use it as the fuel for the fire under the Kur. I'm not sure exactly the process, how it worked, whether there was a fire under it, or if it was like they put a fire there and they blow it into it. Something like Russia, the Russian language, al-Pikur, they blew the fire in. They told them to make a fire and then use the bellows to blow it at it. Sid kelosid tanish abonis. So sid was used, like a lime was used, it removed hair. So they would have unwanted hair, they could use a small amount of it. So a young girl, they want to remove the hair, they put on sid and it would remove the hair. Rehudah merkele lasas kalkol, Rehudah merkele lasud an undafi. The more I say later on, these are also different places of using, supposed to normally removing hair was hair by the mokum, private mokum. There also could be hair on the side of the face, etc., that you want to remove. The more discusses where exactly those places are. Okay. You know what? Let's hold Rashi. We're going to give you a test if you remember all these things.